Hola, raza. This is Fernando Amador from Downey, California, and this is my podcast, Chicano Cast, number 27. Title is, It Really Happened. Yup, raza, it really happened. Trump is a fucking president-elect. And this voting pimp got his ass kicked. Yep, me. I know I told all you guys to vote, and I fucking preached it like a motherfucker, but we got our ass kicked, or I got my ass kicked, because it didn't seem to matter. Yeah, this voting pimp's getting laughed at, and that's all right. All you guys can laugh, and I can talk about voting as much as I want or wanted to, and it didn't really matter, did it? Motherfucker won. But, you know, there are several reasons for that, and that's what today's show is about. And you know what? That's right, Raza, I still say vote. I still say vote. Not sure why, but we need to vote. I guess in the future, more than ever. Because this fucker is going to try to do some things that might need to go to a vote, and we need to be there because the shit he's appointing, the cabinet people, the appointments he's making to lead our federal departments is just looking very iffy and very crazy. So let me go ahead and I want to talk about the reasons why I think Trump won. And I really hope you're not getting your news from this fool, because if you are, then you're basically a pendejo. Thanks a lot, pendejo, for listening, but you shouldn't be getting your news from me because you're a little late, probably like a month late or something like that. So yeah, Raza, if it's late news, then what the fuck am I talking about? What's the point of this? Well, I need to talk about it because just like everyone else, like when a tragedy happens, you kind of got to talk it through. Maybe it's a form of therapy. Maybe it's a form of acceptance that we talk about this so we can kind of accept it. I know a lot of demonstrations have been going on, but I'll be honest with you, those are not going to make a difference. I'm glad they're happening. I support those people. I haven't done it myself, but if anything, it kind of shows him that he's not going to get away with all his shit. Although that guy doesn't give a crap, he'll probably still try to do what he wants. But yeah, we need to talk about this and maybe analyze it a little bit and see if we can accept it more. I know some people took this very personally. The people that are iffy in this country, they're definitely afraid, and they have reasons to be afraid. I have some family members in that position where they're not sure what's going to happen with their future because they were promised something by Obama, which did not come through ever. So Obama did fuck up on that. But we got some family members now that Obama is leaving basically hanging by a fucking spider web, not even a string, something even weaker than that. And I think fucking Trump's going to take some scissors and just cut him loose and not give him what Obama promised. And that sucks because Obama did run on this since the beginning. So these people are in an iffy situation, and those are the ones that are probably hurting the most and are the most afraid. And I totally understand it. So what will talking about this get us? I think it'll get us to a place where we can maybe feel a little safer, maybe feel a little bit more together. And that way we can take on this fucking new 4 years that are coming to us that are going to be Hitler-like in a way, you know, where shit's going to happen just because this motherfucker feels like they should happen, even though they're crazy. But I don't know if anyone's going to have the balls to stand up to him. But let me go back to my notes. I kind of fucking free verse there, spitting shit out. Let me see what I'm going to talk about that might make some sense. So, Raza, what went wrong? What went wrong that someone like that could actually, this motherfucker, win the election? And let me try to get into that as best as I can. What I got is probably nothing new. You probably heard it already, especially if you're active up there, out there in the news, NPR, online. I'm sure a lot of you are, especially a lot of you are younger people, so you're all over it. But I think I'm going to give it a little bit more of an original angle, I hope, a little bit of a Chicano angle. If not, at least I'll be cussing the fuck out of it when I'm talking about it. So that might make it entertaining, huh? That's a little gimmick there. So let's get into it. And nothing's original. At least I don't think it is. But it's a different take. The first reason, and this is one of the main ones I think, is desperation. So reason number one for Trump winning is desperation. Yes, Raza, desperation. Desesperación. What desperation, motherfucker? Are people drowning or what? No, I think it's a desperation of a lot of people not really seeing the economy better. I mean, they say that. Obama claims that. All these motherfuckers around him claim that. But when you really look, and a lot of you millennials, look at your parents. Are they better off than they were pre-recession? I don't think they are. I think they're surviving. I think we all are, but we're not really better than we were. I mean, yeah, maybe we're not losing our house anymore, but fuck, how many times can you lose a home? But we're not better. We're not back to there. We're not even close to getting back to there. I don't think we really will, because all that was kind of a fucking bubble, and that's the reason it burst. But there is some people out there for that desire, for that wish, that false hope maybe, to get back to that point where they had a house that they could refinance over and over and buy this big SUV and the toys, the quads and all that, and have that lifestyle. And that's part of the desperation. And maybe others aren't really looking for that, and they're looking just to get back to a decent lifestyle. But the shit is that this world is becoming of the rich, of the haves and have-nots. And we are the have-nots, and we're that lower 99% that just has to work for the 1%ers. So that's the desperation there, that in Obama's years, we didn't get back to where we were. We didn't have those jobs that made, you know, $20-25 an hour, even though we didn't have a degree. We were blue collar, but we still made that based on unions. Well, guess what? That shit was gone under Obama. It's going to be even worse under fucking Trump, because he's pro-corporation all the way, no matter what he says. He's pro-corporation. Yeah, he says made in America and all that, but it doesn't mean we're going to get back to the high-paying jobs. So yeah, you'll still have the CEOs making millions and millions while the people working under him will just be surviving. So I think that's the first reason. Just people were desperate. And they were desperate enough to just vote for some pendejo like Trump to seek change and see if things got better. Because in those 8 years that Obama was there, we basically went from starving to surviving. And surviving might be a little better, but it's not where we need to be as Americans. We really expect more. Let me move on to the second reason. And the second reason, as we understand it, and, you know, maybe we underestimate it, that you Chicanos, you know, we well know, is racism. And there's fucking racism in this country. There's racism in this town I live in this city I live in LA. I mean, yeah, we all, you know, pretend we get along and we're accepted at restaurants and white places and this and that, but racism really exists. And there's a big ass separation. I mean, Hollywood shows us that more than anything. I love talking about Hollywood because I love movies. I enjoy pop culture. You guys know that. And I see that shit. I see that shit every single day. The racism, it doesn't end. And us Latinos, we're basically the new slaves for this country. Whether we're working in the household or we're working in the fields, we are the new slaves. We're not whipped and we're not paid zero wages, but goddamn, we are the slaves because we work for nothing, basically. And this fucking country runs on our backs. Agriculture, especially. The agricultural part of this country is huge. The dairy part is huge. And it's the Latinos who support that. So, para que nos hacemos pendejos, you know? When it is us. And Trump deporting all these people, I don't think can happen. Because once his rich farmer buddies get word of that or start losing workers, they're going to call his ass up really quick. Leave my people here. I need some workers. So that shit isn't going to happen. So the racism is pretty bad. And all those, you know, a lot of people didn't admit they were voting for Trump, but yet they did. And I don't blame them for not saying it. I don't think their reasons, hopefully, were truly racist reasons, but they were close to being that. And that's just the way it is. And I don't think we'll ever get rid of that, no matter, you know, maybe having a black president made them even have more of a desire to vote for someone like Trump. Because I don't think they would want another black or brown president again. So those are probably the reasons, I think. I think racism is another reason, and it's a big part. Hopefully not as big as we think it is. I'm really hopeful it's not. But goddamn, sometimes I wonder. That one's a weird one because we think we're past it, but we totally understand we're not. And you people like me, people of color, you Chicanos, Chicanas, have lived through that shit, and we see that. We see how we're treated differently, and yeah, it exists. It fucking exists, and we're never going to get rid of it, but we have to make sure that they can't use it against us, at least not in our face or not legally. A third reason, I blame the Democratic Party, their dirty-ass Democratic Party, because I know in the primaries, when I went to vote, I was excited to vote for Bernie.
fucking get up 8 a.m., the news are already declaring Hillary a winner. I'm like, how the fuck? Then why should I even go vote? Which is exactly what they wanted. Anyway, I said, you know, fuck it. I'm going to go vote. I want to vote. I want to vote for Bernie. I go to where I normally vote. Me and some other guy, we're parked and we're standing out there and we're wondering, is this the voting place? I voted here for 20 years. Is this the voting place or did it move? Why? Because there was no signs outside saying this is a voting place. This is the place you need to come and vote. It's almost like they hid it. And then the room where we usually vote, guess what? It wasn't that same room. You had to walk through this hallway, turn left, turn right, and then finally you got to the place of voting. What the fuck was that all about? For 20 years, it never changed. But for this primary, for some reason, it wasn't where it was. And some of you that can relate to that, please email me if you saw the same shit go down. Because maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist motherfucker throwing shit out. But goddamn, it looked dirty to me. So anyway, so I did. I voted for Bernie, even though as soon as I got up, 7, 8 a.m., the news were saying Hillary won, which I thought was a bunch of bullshit. How can they announce it so soon? But yet I did go and vote. They knew none of us liked Hillary. Not even the women liked Hillary. Not even the white women, the Latino women. No one liked fucking Hillary. She just had that bad taste in your mouth of being a lifelong politician and saying the shit she needed to say in order to get elected. But what? Guess what? They still forced that shit on us. I know you millennials wanted Bernie. Me, my old ass, what am I, ex-Jenner, whatever the fuck I am, wanted Bernie. A lot of people I talked to wanted Bernie. But somehow we ended up with Hillary. So guess what, Democratic Party? If you don't give us who we want, then you're not going to win. And I'm not saying that maybe it would have made a difference, but I know a lot of millennials and maybe other people just did not vote because of it, because they forced fucking Hillary down our throats. And I am sorry about her. I said vote for Hillary. I know, okay, Raza, I realize that. Big mistake. I said vote for Hillary. But, you know, that was the lesser of two evils. But I guess she was still too evil to even vote for. And again, it was forced down our throat. And that shit just can't keep happening. They got to listen to us. We're serious about Democratic people. And liberals are very serious about who they vote for. And if they keep throwing shit at us, then we're not going to accept it. And that's what happened here. Fourth reason, and let's hope it's the final reason. Yeah, that's all I got as far as reasons, is too much too soon, Raza. And not that I'm against the too much too soon, but I think it scared a lot of people. And the older you get, this is where the shit scares you. And let me see if I could remember all my reasons of too much too soon. Gay marriage. Legalizing marijuana, whatever else fucking Obama was approving, black president, possible female president, just all the shit swinging to the left. I'm all for it. I am all for it. The marijuana, being older than all of you guys, you know, I didn't see the reason to have that be legal, but fuck it. I could live with it. There's bigger and worse things out there. But it was just too much being liberal too soon. I mean, when I saw France banning these women from wearing burqas in the beach, France, who's a very liberal and progressive thinking country, I was like, fuck, something's going on. And I think this too much too soon is worldwide, because there seems to be a tendency for the whole world, a lot of countries, to turn conservative. Just what, you know, the voting that's turning out in Europe, what happened here. I think it's just too much too soon. And that's my fourth reason. I'm trying to think of other things as I go along. I'm kind of just trying to come up with shit out of my head. I didn't take really good notes on this one or do my research like I usually do. But if you think about it, a lot of shit kept happening liberally. And maybe it was just too much at one time. LGBT rights, the use of whatever bathroom you want rights. I mean, all that shit was being pushed forward by Fox News and other alarming fuckers that it got people thinking. And maybe those people that were basically on the edge or on that border of who do I vote for, took a lot of this stuff and just wanted to swing the pendulum a little bit to the right, because they were scared. They were scared of this too much too soon, too much liberal rights, too much rights for all these people that never had it in the past. And maybe it was just tip of the iceberg for some people, and they were too scared and they just decided to vote Republican. And I do have one more here. And the last one, and let me think about this one. Why the fuck did I write this one down? But the last reason is fear. Fear. And I think the fear was caused mostly by fucking Trump, of illegals, of Muslims, the fucking wall, the registry. And he got us really going. I mean, he got a lot of people going with that and thinking, yeah, we need a wall. Yeah, we need a registry. That'll stop terrorism. Yeah, we need a wall. That'll stop rapists and drug dealers and thieves from coming over the border. And people really believe that shit. He kind of used some of the Hitler's tactics to get us to believe it. And that's what's freaking crazy. So those are the reasons, Raza. And I think I have a podcast on fear, comparing Hitler and Trump and the tactics they use and how they find a scapegoat. And how on this one, it was mainly the Latinos, somewhat the Muslims. This fucker hates us. I don't think he really hates us as much as himself, but maybe he does. But I think it's more of a tactic he uses to scare people. And we're the guilty ones. We're the bad guys. And it worked. So there it is, fear. So let's go over them again real quick. Let's summarize, class. Please take notes because this will be on the test. Desperation is one of the reasons. Racism is definitely another reason. Democratic Party not listening to us is a third reason. Too much too soon is definitely another reason. And the last one I have for you is fear. So get ready for your test, motherfuckers. Study your asses off. Take notes. Do what you got to do. But learn this shit. Anyway, just kidding. That's what I have on the reasons why I think this fucker won. Yeah, it's a bitch. So let's take a quick break and what the fuck is going on with this Chicano cast? Where have you been, motherfucker? Where are my shows? Fuck, just been lazy, Raza. I actually interviewed for a higher up position that I did not get. But at least I tried. Tried my ass off. I did make the final interviews, but was not selected. Not going to be bitter. A white dude was selected, but I'm not going to be bitter. But, you know, just keep trying. I'm going to go for it. That kept me stressed out. This is a fucking like 2 or 3 month process of interviews and shit. And didn't get it again. But you know what? I tried. So I'm good. I think I did my best. Put my best foot forward. Did my best I could. Didn't come out of interview saying, oh, I should have said this. I should have said that. Nah, I said what I had to say. They listened. They made their selection. And, you know, good for them. At least I can move on now. I'm still here. I'm still good. So I'm not bitter. But that's what's going on with me. The other shit is I'm turning 48 this month of December. So some of you motherfuckers, at least wish me a happy birthday. That way I know you're listening. According to Podbean, because I upload my episodes on Podbean, and that's where iTunes gets them from to download. According to Podbean, some of my shows actually get 500 listeners. Sometimes 300, sometimes 600. Now, whether it's me listening to the fucking show 600 times, very possible. I love my voice. Yeah, right. But if I'm actually getting 300 people to listen, I'm like, fuck. That's more than the 3 I had before. So I'll try and be more on schedule. No guarantees. I always have bullshit reasons, excuses for not putting more up. But there's none that are valid. It's just pendejo laziness, the reason I don't do this more. But if it helps for some of you Chicano and Chicana sisters to listen to me and keep the fight on, I mean, hell yeah. But let me move on. That was just a quick little side note there, what's going on with me. Daughter's moving to Seattle, son moved to Oakland, so it's just me and the wife here. So what the fuck are we doing here? I don't know. At least we're doing podcasts. That's what we're doing. I'll talk about more of that once it happens and once I find out more about this daughter moving to Seattle shit. I guess it's nice up there. I hear a lot of people want to go. Fucking rainy, no sun, but whatever. So that's it, Raza. We're just trying to understand this mess about Trump being elected. And that's the reason I went through all these reasons. I mean, we're just trying to... I envision ourselves at a funeral, standing around and talking and trying to figure out how this happened, how somebody so young died, or how such a country that seems so healthy politically and culturally is able to fucking pick a Diablo for the president. How the fuck did that happen, right? For me, Raza, it kind of makes me rethink a lot of things. You know, serio. You know, everything I said on this show, I've gone back in my mind and said, what have I said on this show that maybe doesn't apply anymore? And I kind of thought about one or two things. Well, one and a half things. I know one for sure I rethought about is, let me just quickly get into this, is, you know, I talked about the new Chicano and how being Chicano isn't so much about being political anymore and so much about protesting, but it's more about the culture and the fact that we use Spanglish and we eat tacos and we eat burgers and it's all good. and we know the Mexican jokes and the gringo jokes, and we can laugh to both. And especially you millennial Chicanos, and how you, it's just a cultural thing, and how you're so proud of being it, and how you can watch maybe novelas with grandma and watch the whitest ass shows on TV and Seinfeld, shit like that, and get it. But you know what? I don't know if that's the case anymore. I think as Chicanos now, we do have to go back and maybe become like our political activist brother Chicanos, our old school brothers, and be willing to protest and be willing to be out there and be vocal, because this fucker's going to do a lot of things that kind of take us back years and decades, take our rights away. Yeah, we really have to become those now. So we may revive that Chicanoism that was around in the 60s and the 70s and just fighting for fucking God-given rights that this country wants to take away, or even a constitutional rights that this country wants to take away just because we're brown. Those rights might exist for whites, but maybe because you're a little darker, or your last name sounds Hispanic or Latino, you may not have those rights. And we're going to have to fight for that. And that hurts. That hurts, because I always preach, we're beyond that. We're beyond that. Now just go fucking get in that door and ask for your rights and demand it, and study your ass off, work your ass off, show them your skills, because you're already allowed in, and maybe this fucker's not going to allow us in. That's what I'm thinking. If that's the case, that totally sucks. Let me look through my notes here. What the fuck else was I going to talk about? Yep, just like I said, you know, there's this fucker's going to try and take us back 30 years. All the advancements we made, Raza, everything that our brothers, Chicano brothers fought for. I mean, is that shit going to go away? For me, I got to walk the talk. Raza, I got to get off my fat fucking ass that's in front of this mic and be ready to take some action. Ready to get out there, be willing to protest. Maybe lead some of those protests, or be in the back or be in the middle, but just be there. Be another number. That's going to make a difference. Get in there and just walk the fucking miles and scream and hold banners and hold signs and show this fucker that it's not that easy, that he just doesn't put in a law and everybody just sits back and says, yes, sir. No, sir, we're going to fucking fight it, and we're going to fucking maybe get arrested over it, but we might be at those times. And we'll see come January, come the next few months, once he's inducted, I guess, into the presidency, we'll see what happens. And I guess the other thing I really thought is, you know, what this country really is and where do we really stand? I've always said I love this country. This is the best country in the world. I still want to believe that. I still want to be proud to be American. But I know right now it's a time where you kind of question that. You kind of question your country. You question your faith. You question your loyalty. You question your fucking love of this country, of its laws, of its rights. And it's all right. We need to question that shit once in a while and wonder if it's the best thing for everybody and if it's the best thing for me. I'm not going to run to Canada. I'm not going to run to Mexico. Fuck that. I'm in a good and safe place. I just hope it continues to be that. So yeah, Raza, we just need to be ready. We need to be ready to fight and speak back, whether it be through podcasts, whether it be through fucking social media. Tweet the motherfucker and tell him we don't agree with shit because he loves Twitter for some reason. But yeah, we need to be around. I mean, we need to be more vocal as Chicanos, and we need to maybe start learning from our old Chicano brothers and sisters that were more politically active. Because if you come to me, I'll have to say it's not me, Raza, because I'm not that old Chicano. I'm not that old yet. I'm 48 this month, motherfuckers. December 22nd, this old man becomes older. But I wasn't around back then. You know, I wasn't around for that. That was 60s and 70s. I was born in 68, so I was a kid. So I appreciate what they did, and they're going to have to come and teach us again how to protest, how to do sit-ins, how to do all that. That's necessary when this fucker starts passing racist laws and regulations that are kind of, they'll be hidden. They'll be hidden. They won't be straight out racist, but they'll be hidden in some way, and they'll be coming. So anyway, Raza, that's all I got. I've kind of been going on longer than I thought. I kind of free-versed it here. Didn't follow my notes so much, and I ended up talking like a motherfucker. So I hope I didn't bore anybody. There's a homeboy out there that wants me to do a shout-out. Let me find his name. Hold on. Eliel Acosta. That's it. Eliel Acosta's the man. Gave you a shout-out. There it is. Motherfucker, you made me look at my email, my Gmail, my Twitter, and I found you. But there it is. There's your shout-out. That's right. I'm so damn desperate for listeners. I'll give shout outs, Rasa. That's it. Yeah, fucking for a dollar. That's good. Yeah, shout outs for a dollar. There you go. Anyway, Rasa, I think I'm done here. I hope you enjoyed this. We're kind of at a funeral. We're just talking shit, trying to figure out how this tragedy happened. And, you know, that's just how it happened. So anyway, I'm at chicanocast@gmail.com. You all take care now.
Para llevar con chile.
Hey, what? 10 what?
10 para llevar, güey, con chile, apúrale.
Órale, I'm selling shoutouts now, huh? Alright, let's do it real quick. Consuelo from Minnesota. She's going corporate, hell yeah. Todo y nada. Cuba, homie, stay brown and proud. Nora, stay militant and strong. Girl, we need more like you. John Herrera, hope you're still listening out there. Francisco Mireles, go Cowboys. Eric Flores from Playa Larga, R2D2, you're the real RG, homie. Annette Rodriguez, John 47, you know what I mean. Latinos Who Podcast, give them a try. And lastly, Frank S. Lettuce, orale, thanks to the support. If I missed you, give me a shout out, Rasa, and that'll be $10.